It's 8:15 on Friday evening, and I'm doing the trudge home from Luton Airport. Once again, walking around the hangars and the apron, where there seems to be an inordinate number of planes hanging around. You often find spotters with their binoculars craning through the fences. I'm just going to take a quick look. Yeah, this bit round on the west side, I guess it is, has quite a few of the private jets. And in fact, it's here that you often find that the England football team will fly from, and rock bands who are taking trips to the UK will land here, I guess, because it's a little simpler than landing at Heathrow, but quite convenient for London because it's only half an hour away. But what a week it's been. It's gone incredibly quickly. It doesn't seem like any time since this time last Friday. Quite a lot of preparation work being done, both at work and at home. Nothing really achieved, but hopefully the stage has been set for a little bit more productivity next week. Not really that much else to report. I'm quite tired now, actually. Speaking of which, my blood tests should be available. My blood test results should be available on Monday, and from what Beth tells me, they tend to get in touch sooner than that if there's anything major. So I don't think I'm in too much trouble, although since I've been quite tired and sleepy for the last goodness knows how many years, I very much doubt that would be the case anyway. Right, past the signature flight services hangar. I want to take a photo of that, but unfortunately the battery on my camera is nearly dead. I'll tell you what, I shall pause this and take a photo of my N95, which I've just booted up, especially for the occasion. And on my left, I'm sure I've mentioned it before, are the fuel tanks that, very much like the Buncefield ones, I think on a smaller scale, they take the aviation fuel to the airport. Considering it's quite noisy, loads and loads of planes around at the moment, there was hardly anyone at the check-in desks. They were almost entirely deserted. But I popped in there. I made the mistake. I say I made the mistake. I went for a quick pint after work and jumped straight on the coach. It was the worst thing in the world I could have done, really. Because by the time I got to the airport, I was desperate for the loo. So it's the first time I've been in the airport itself, the actual airport terminal itself, in a good little while. And there was hardly anyone there. On some mornings it can be jam-packed with possibly 1,000 people milling around, many of whom waiting to be checked in, or to have their baggage at least checked in, because most of it's done online now. Anyway, the weekend approaches, and it's a lovely dry evening, complete contrast to the one where I attempted to record an audio boo after my umbrella was pulled inside out. One of these large golfing umbrellas practically ripped to shreds by the strong winds around the outside of the hangars, and the practically horizontal drizzle that was blowing into my face. I wanted to share that with you, the listener, but my iPod Touch had other ideas. So it may be like this all weekend, and if it is, that would be wonderful. Autumn isn't quite here yet, although I think we've got plenty to do before that happens anyway. Until then, speak to you later.